Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are rejoicing today because we are with you and with God, and we are there together. Isn't it wonderful today? I praise God for you, 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 and you. And call your friends. Ends right now. Call them and tell them to get on. Come on. We're on Blog Talk today. We don't know what God is going to do today. So you come on and help us today. Now, if you want to give us a praise report, just click the one and we would turn you in, right? Yeah, we'd love to hear what God has done for you. I know he's done mighty things because he's a mighty great God. And we want to let you know today, because of that mighty great God, we love you. We really love you. Did you understand? We're not just talking love. We want to show you our love. If you come this way now, we'll give you a great big hug, right? And tell you how much we love you. You love us too? Okay, thank you for loving us too. So give us a call and give us a testimony of what God has done for you. Now, you think it's small, but it's not small. That's one great thing that God done for you. No matter what people say, forget people. They're not relevant in this thing, okay? Now, just remember this, that God loves you. And he cares about you. Oh, I ain't preaching. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to glorify God. I just go on and on. Because he do so much for me, y'all. If I could just tell it all, but it would take many days and weeks and months to tell you all that God has done for me, you know. And you know, I need to preach a word for what I know God is. Hey, that's a nice thing, ain't it? Amen. But anyway, praise God. Here's Diane, and listen, call us 347-857-3925. Give us a call and give your friends a call and tell them to come. If they ain't your friends, let them get a dose too. You know, call them up, text them. You know, no, y'all don't call, but text them and let them know right now. Say, get on this time. You need to be there this time, just this one time. Say, try it this time, you know. Butter them up if you have to, but get them on there. All right, here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord. And we say thank you. We thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. Father God, a day that wasn't even promised to us, Lord, Father. We thank you for this gift, Lord, Father. And Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, and we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin, Lord, Father, in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for each and every person upon this prayer list, Lord Father, those that you have already healed, Lord Father, those that you have already answered their prayers, Lord Father. We thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for the prayers that you are about to answer, Lord Father, and answering as we pray, Lord. Father, we touch and agree, Lord Father, with those that ask us for prayer, Lord Father, trusting that they're praying also, Lord Father. We thank you and glorifying you right now, taking nothing and no one for granted in this time, Lord Father. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer list right now, Lord Father. Father, touch, Lord Father, every family that is represented, Lord Father. Attach, Lord Father God, to them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shanika, Lord Father. Father God, thanking you, Lord Father God, for her, Lord Father. Thank you for saving her, Lord Father. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father God, to give her a peace of mind, Lord Father, and peace in her heart right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Dungy right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch her right now, Lord Father. Touch her body right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Lord, to the soles of her feet. Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father, and we sending forth healing to her body right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to give her the strength, Lord Father, that she needs, Lord Father. Father, we speak life and that more abundantly right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Danny right now, Lord Father, asking you, Lord Father God, to touch his body as well, Lord Father, and touch his mind, O God. Give him peace right now, Lord Father. Let him know, Lord Father, that you're there and you have not left him nor forsake him, Lord Father. Father, as we speak healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, touch his mother, Kathy, Lord Father, that was in an accident, Lord Father. Father, touch her body as well right now, Lord Father, as we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Oh, Father, there is so much, Lord Father, that needs your attention, Lord Father. There's so many people, Lord Father God, that needs you, Lord Father, and think, Lord Father, that you have forgotten them, Lord Father. But we thank you, Lord Father, for your many mercies, Lord. We thank you where your word said that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord Father. We stand in, Lord Father, upon your word right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deanna, Demontrius, Philip, John, Randy, Tasha, Carol, Tyrone, Jacqueline, Nova, Regina, Father Shamoy, right now, Lord Father, as we praying right now, Lord Father, for their salvation, Lord Father. Touch their minds right now, Lord Father. We're in trying times, Lord Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, with the family members that are asking for prayer, Lord Father, for their soul salvation, Lord Father. Let them not leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord Father. But, Father, accept you, O God, as their Lord and Savior right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch Kevin right now, Lord Father. Touch his little body right now, Lord Father. He's been diagnosed with leukemia, Lord Father. Touch him right now, Lord, knowing that you're bigger than leukemia. Knowing, oh God, that you're bigger than cancer, Lord Father. HIV, Lord Father. Father, any sickness or disease, Lord Father, we know that you're bigger than that, Lord Father. And we know, Lord Father God, that you are the healer, Lord Father. So, Father, touch his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, as we speak healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus, touch his mom, Tasha, right now, Lord, Father. Father, give her peace and comfort, Lord, Father, as she stand by her son's side right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you for strength, Lord. Father, we also hold before you Wallace Edie right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, continue to touch his body right now, Lord, Father, as we speak healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for hearing prayers, Lord, Father. We thank you for touching him right now, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that nothing is impossible, Lord, Father, God, with you, Lord, Father. If we can trust and believe, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way right now. We thank you for healing and deliverance upon this airways today, Lord, Father. Touch hearts and minds, Lord, Father. Unstop deaf ears, Lord, Father, and break up that stony heart right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord, as you increase in them and the word come forth, Lord. We thanking you for that rhema word, Lord, Father. Father, have your way in them, through them, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Now, did you hear your name called? Well, if you didn't, you didn't call us and give us your request. The number is 347-857-3925. Yes, that's the number. That's the number you ought to have right on the tip of your tongue right now for any emergencies, all right? Now, you still have a chance to call us at that number, 347-857-3925. Tell us what God has done for you or what you're expecting him to do. Either way, just come. Just let us know something, huh? Well, before I go into this, that's what I want you to do. To call us, 347-857-3925, and let us know what God is doing for you, or what he has done, or what you believing him to do, okay? What do you want to do? Something you want to do, you want to go, you know, you made plans of some sort, all right? Well, you know, God waiting, I'm waiting. Amen. He's waiting for you to say it. Huh? But if you just going to keep it locked in, it won't never happen, will it? my. Ain't God good? He's still good. Amen. He's going to be good even if you don't talk. So you don't tell what he already done for you. Hallelujah. I know he done something for you. Wouldn't be God if he don't do something for his children. Isn't that right? my. All right, let's have a little word today. And it goes this way. Alter your attitude and you will change your life. Alter your attitude and you will change your life. Just a simple word today. Just alter your attitude. You know how your attitude. We got somebody. Amen. We have somebody. Hey, somebody on the line. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, my dear.
Hi. Good morning.
Good
I'd like
Lord.
To thank God.
Good
I would like to thank God for saving my daughter on Sunday.
Amen.
Thank him. She's out
Thank
of the
him.
Hospital.
Don't cry now. Go
and
ahead.
She's good.
Come on. Amen.
And she's
we gonna
good.
Help.
She has stitches, but she's scared to drive now.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I'll pray for that.
The car flipped over, but thank God the window was out that she had not to climb out of the window. It flipped over and went in the ocean, over in the sea.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My God. Whew. We praying.
So she had no house to go. So,
had to go
but they do. But the person that hit her is in the hospital.
He's
in a hospital because Tatola have a curfew. So he was trying to beat the curfew home.
Oh.
And he was speeding and he ended up hitting her. And he was trying to beat the curfew.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Wow.
My God. Well,
so I want to thank God for it.
Yes, we do. We thank God for touching her.
Yes.
And we thank God for, saving her and all, too. We're going to be praying that the fear leave. I can understand that fear. You know, once something happens with that car, you ain't want to get in there no more. And you don't hardly want to ride, not less than on drive.
Right.
You know, praise God. But we're going to be praying for her. On that God help her with this fear, you know, and all and everything, and touch y'all too. And everybody be grateful for what God has done. Amen. Just showing up, showing out, letting you know that He is real and He is right there by your side. No matter what happens, He's right there by your side. And I'm so happy. Tell her now. I know she better find her somebody's church.
That's right.
Somebody
better have prayer line too.
Yeah,
she'll be on the prayer line. That's a little one who was up there. Pia mom.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's Pia mom.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell her. Well, I'm gonna count her too. I'm going to count her as one of the members, her and Tia and you. I'm counting y'all. Hey, we got three from the island. We got three from the island.
Four.
How's Tia doing? How's Tia
Four,
taking
it? Well, right now she's staying with her aunt. When she has school, she's staying with her aunt. And it's we tend to come by me.
Okay. Okay, well, find out how she really is, you know, doing with that accident that her mother had too. That, you know, she must think something or having a little conniption or two herself. You know, that's her favorite, one of her favorite people. Praise the Lord. And tell her we're praying for her, okay? As soon as I come behind and announce her name. Do y'all mind if I say Tia mother? That I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you can do that.
I don't want to mess y'all names up and y'all be mad with me every day because I got
no.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna say Tia mama because I know Tia mother. Amen. And I know Tia. Yes. I got a great big picture in my living room there of Tia, me and Tia. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for giving us that testimony. Now y'all heard that testimony. You tell me God ain't real, people. Now, you could give your testimony to what God has done because you're grateful to God because it could have been the other way around. You're thankful to God for sparing her and taking her through, you know. Now, she may have a little fear right now, but God going to fix that too, okay? He's going to fix that. But he needed her full attention too. Our children, a lot of times, they don't want to give God the full attention because they want to do a little partying on the side, you know, do what they think, that they say it, they little thing. But listen, listen, it's time now with all the stuff that's going on and the way the world is turned upside down. We all need to get closer to God. Amen. All of us. I'm talking about me too. I ain't leaving me. I want to be closer to him because I ain't close enough. You know, I'm close, but I ain't close enough. I want it. I don't mean I'm ready to go now. Because to get even closer, that means you want to, yeah, I'll be closer to his house than I am to mine. I ain't ready to go, y'all, praise God. Let me back up, because y'all will be praying for me to get there. Amen. I don't want you praying that kind of prayer today. Not that today. I ain't ready yet. I got some more work to do.
Amen.
Okay, got to see some more people saved and delivered, set free. I got to see more of that, you know. I want to see my children. I love to see my grandchildren saved. Love to see them into Christ, you know. I'm not going to try to put them in heaven because I can't put them there, you know, because they live in the other kind of life. But praise God, I'm praying that God change things. Isn't that right? Change things. Change their attitudes, you know. Change their mindset. See, that's what we got to pray for our children, and somebody going to reach out and touch. You hear what I'm saying? I'm believing that today somebody, some of them going to change their life, because we not going to give up, are we?
No.
No, we not. All right, thank you, my dear Sister Ritter. Hallelujah. I remember, didn't I? Praise the Lord. Thank you. And we thank you for being with us on the radio. We thank you for having courage today. Hallelujah. I know that sparked your courage a little bit more than it was, didn't it? Now you're even more convinced that God is real, aren't you?
Amen.
See, when he do something like that, miraculous. Think about that. The window could be up and she could not have gotten out.
Okay.
See, but God. But God. See, this is one of them but God things, you know. Hallelujah. He can do anything in faith. And he can do the rest, can't he? It's other petitions that you got before him, he can do them too, can't he?
Thank you.
My God, my God, my God. Ooh, can you imagine? I'm just throwing it. Think about this. Little Tia praying for her mother.
Come on now.
You know, Mama, come on, go to church with me. Mama, come on, pray with me. You know, think about children, how they drag their parents in. You see what I'm saying? And just think about it. The prayers of the righteous prevaileth much, don't it?
Yes.
My God, my God. Let's keep on being righteous, prevailing. Today, y'all, after that testimony, my God, well, every time when I think about it, you know, something happened to me. I say, oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. It wasn't me, but I feel like it had something to do with me. You can feel it all over your body when you hear about it. The car flipped over into the sea. You know what a sea is, right? We ain't talking about a pond. We talking about in the sea. And it was what?
At night.
My God. God is good, isn't it? But let me tell everyone that here right now, please be careful. You know why I say be careful driving now? There is so many accidents happening. I call them freak accidents. A lot of them freak accidents. A lot of them purpose, and, you know, all that. And they are just what they say, accidents, you know. But be careful and prayerful. Pray before you get in your car. Pray as you drive your car or ride in a car. Don't just leave it to just driving. Leave it to riding, too. Because something could happen while you're riding in a car. But pray, people. I mean, there's accidents every day. There's so many car accidents happening, taking the people out, and it has no names on it. It doesn't care what color you are. It doesn't care what title you carry. It doesn't care how much money you got. It's not looking to any of that. The enemy is loose. The devil is loose. And he's taking out all that he can, the preachers included. Accidents. Car accidents. And it kind of scares you. Do you want to get in a car, period, huh? Any vessel. Planes crashing. Now, that's devastating, isn't it? If you don't know where you want to get on the train ride and run off the track. You don't know which one he going to hit because you own it. And you belong to Christ. And if you belong to Christ, he has a contract out on you. Do you know that? He got a contract out on you. So you have to be extra careful and extra prayer. You have to pray more than you ever prayed before. As I tell everybody, get intense in your prayer. See, it is all right if you shed tears, and nothing wrong, shed your tears. See, but just pray and pray and thank God every time your child get home, make it home. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hand on him and start thanking God for another day that you kept him. From school that you kept him. Brought him safely home. Nothing happened to him. Now, you say, is that your message? Well, it could be. It could be a message for you today to praise God. Glorify him because you don't know where the enemy is going to strike next. Because he has a contract out on you. Because you name the name of Christ, so there's a contract out on you. See, I know there's one on me. He would try me on every hand. He'll try me even in my house. See, I know there's a contract on me. Do you know you got one on you? Because you declared that you're going to serve God. Amen. And when you made that promise to God, the covenant with God, you know that he signed that warrant to get rid of you. He signed it, the devil signed it to get rid of you. Because you had a covenant with God. Don't you know everyone that makes a covenant with God, I know you're invincible and nothing can happen to you. That's what you say. Like that. But stop praying and see. See, won't the devil fulfill that contract he have on you?
Come on.
Stop praying. Lighten up on your prayer. I ain't praying this time. I'm too tired. Get untied. See? Pray when you don't feel like it. Pray when your body's sick, hurting, in pain. You still pray. And for the life of me, people say, well, I have a terrible headache. I have a terrible this and a terrible that. Well, now that's the time you ought to find a prayer line or somebody to call and let them pray if you can't pray. Or you just listen to the prayer, like Tia Mother did. She just listened to the prayer. She called in. Nobody knew she was calling in. She was a silent listener. But she knew God. You know what I like about the whole situation is? That God talked to her and told her to get there, get on there, call in, get that prayer she needed to cover her. See, that's what the prayer is doing, covering you. See, covering you from
any hurt, harm, or danger, when we say from any hurt, harm, or danger, that's any hurt, harm, or danger. Don't care what the devil come up with. That prayer line will cover you. All the devil may want it for to get rid of you and get you out of the equation here, but it can't do it because you're covered. You got full coverage insurance, and that is with Jesus Christ. See, that's Jesus Christ Mutual. You see, now you see, now you know what? I was only going to talk about things happen in stages. I was going to talk about that today, how God do things, you know. And when he promised you something, so I'm not going to talk about today. I'm sorry. We thank God for Bishop Porter, and we thank God for Sister Dan.
We thank God for what you're doing right now.
Amen. See, 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 and God just do things in stages. When he's trying to fulfill his promise. You're waiting for him to fill the promise. You heard everybody talk about preacher after preacher after preacher talk about God will keep his promise and all that. And you're wondering when. And you don't pay attention to the fact that he already did it. It's done already. See? This is why he gave you the mandate, call those things that be not as though they already were. And therefore, the prayer conference line, they pray. We're not up trying to preach a word or show you our skills or nothing. We're praying a prayer of faith, a prayer that will do something on the other end, touch you where you need to be touched. Your children need to be touched. That's why you're on the line. They need to be touched. Your grandchildren need to be touched.
Amen.
Some of them may be sick. Some of them may, you know, be out there doing in and everything they desire to do.
God have mercy. Come on.
But God got you on the line. You are the seed that was planted on the line to help them grow. Okay? You see what I'm saying? See? Why you are waiting for the promises of God that God gave you. You're waiting for it to be fulfilled, aren't you? Each person is waiting. Well, I done heard about this every time I go to church. They tell me God can do this and God can do that. And yet you looking at your children, they still doing the same old. Acting the same way. Your husband acting the same way. He ain't changed yet. See? And you still waiting. I told you, God work in stages.
Right.
See? In stages. See? And you got to observe the words, okay, of Jesus. You got to observe. Mm-hmm. And what did he say? Let me go to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. Let me see, can I see this? Y'all just pray with me here on this. Yeah. Father, I'm going to start at 26 verse, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Now, what seed are you casting into the ground? There's many ways you can do this seed. How dependent on what you want from God, what you want God to fulfill, which promise you want him to fulfill. This is what he say. And should sleep rise and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. Mm-hmm. He know not how. Now, you don't know when God going to fulfill that promise, do you? Hmm? All you know is God said, God said, God said, right? You're expecting something, are you not? You're expecting something to grow. You're expecting to see the promise that's fulfilled. Everybody is looking for the promises to be fulfilled, what God said. But let me just school you this. It happens in stages. Okay? Listen how he say. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade. Huh? That's the first level. Mm-hmm. When you put it in there, the seed is in the ground. Huh? And you looking for it to grow, you go out and take time and you look out there, it ain't come up yet, it ain't come up. Well, you just put it in the ground. Mm-hmm. You just planted seed. You just asked God today, and you're looking for him to do it like tomorrow. Right? Well, it ought to come up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. This is what we say. But God don't work the immediate thing all the time. See, we want the immediate to happen. Happen when I say, like you have some great swelling words. Not remembering that. Now, remember now, you was the one in trouble. You brought this trouble on yourself by not listening. In some other way, you might have brought it on. So he promised you that he would do it. But now you got to go through the process. You got to go through the process. And then he say, the blade, it come up. A little bit of something pops up, don't it? Hmm? A little something pops up right then, and you get a little encouraged then of it. It kind of, the seed sprouts. It like sprouts, right? And when you see that little sprout growing, you say, whoa, I got something now. Hmm? God is doing it, a little something. But God is like that, you know. He encouraged you to remember that he promised. And when you remember that he promised, he wants you to trust that it's going to come up. Mm-hmm. It's going to make its appearance, right? Come on, it's going to make its appearance. And that what you planted is going to grow. Now, say for instance, you planted seed, you planted a love offering, you planted faith offering, you know, you do that, you planted these offerings, you looking for it to grow something in it, you expecting the harvest, right? Well, now faith is gonna take you in a process. Now, you can say, well, I got faith. I got, yes, you got faith. Praise God. But it's still in the process. Hmm? So God reveals something at all in a process. It takes some time, to develop. Do you understand? It's developing your faith, your trust. See, when you develop that faith, you got to do what? Now get trust. God want to see that trust before the first blade show. Mm-hmm. You didn't think about that, did you? All right. And then you got to cultivate the ground, don't you, that it's in, the soil that it's in. Do you get the picture? See? In order to have what you planted to come forth as you have planted to be, what you want it to be, you got to cultivate it. I say you got to talk to it. Love it. Hmm? And when you love something, you trust it, don't you? Hmm. I know I ain't getting no amens on that, huh? Somebody forgot how to love, didn't they? Hmm? Did you see that? Love it. See, you, if you love what you, I'm finna plant me a field of corn. Well, now, do you love corn? Hmm? Are you expecting it to come to its full term? The same with everything in life. Did you know you were planted? Hmm? You were planted as a seed, and look at you. Hmm? See you? You went through a process, didn't you? The fetus, the seed, the fetus, the actual child, then you came on out, didn't you? You wasn't a full grown, was you?
Nope.
Now you got to go through a different type of process. See, as the plant grows, it first is that blade, then the ear. Hmm? After that, the full corn in the ear. Did you see the process? Did you see how many ways they got to come? The seed. Hmm? The blade, the ear. Then the full corn, its maturity. You couldn't be where you are right now as a mature adult unless you came through that process. Hmm. See, stages. God will fulfill what he said he will, but you have to come through the stages. And in those stages, you got to have disobedience, a good attitude too. Righteousness of God in Christ Jesus have to be there. He works on whatever he sees Jesus there. That's where he working with it and bringing it to its full term. You will come to your full term when you do what? Huh? Present the faith that Jesus left here for you and I. You had to have that faith to come through these stages because you got to have trust. Then you got to have obedience. Do you get the picture? Hmm? Do you get it? Huh? This is what you have to come through. The earth will yield its crops. And therefore, when you come in and you begin to, they see a little baby boy or a little baby girl there, oh, everybody's so happy. This is my harvest. This is my litter. Hmm? See, I fertilized this. I fed this. It grew from me. See, when you plant that corn, you become acquainted with it, don't you? And you start talking, look at my babies, they're growing so good. You start talking. Well, I talk to flowers, of course. Plants. I love plants. Real plants are me. I love real plants. And I like to talk to them. You talk to them, and they grow more. Because life begets life. They're alive and I'm alive, so therefore I am doing what? Fertilizing them with my love as I talk to them. Hmm. See, do you talk to your children? Huh? You are fertilizing them with love. Talk to them like they're humans, not like they just something that's there. You bored with them. You tired of them. You sick of them. Don't talk to the child like they ain't nothing. Because that will cause it to wither and die. See? Because they will be nothing because you keep watering them with corrupt water instead of fertilizing them and watering them and caring and loving them. You put them down. So when you put them down, you cause them to wither up and die. And they really gonna make you mad then. See? But it's still a process. God has everything on this earth to develop in a process. Stages. It takes stages to grow anything. It takes stages to grow relationships. You think, I just met John Henry, and everything's supposed to be all right. Well, now you, John Henry, and Bojangle, and all the rest of them. When you get up, you got stages to go through to what? To cement the relationship. Huh? And it's going to take a whole lot of cultivating to bring it to its full mature position that God requires for it to be. You ain't going to get there just like that. Most people think, well, it ought to be like that already. Well, I don't think I want to be in it if it ain't like that. Well, it hasn't been cultivated. You didn't give it time. You went out there looking day and night, every day, from the first day. You've been wanting it. It got to grow, got to grow. If it don't grow tomorrow, I'm getting rid of it. I'm chopping it down. Goodbye. It ain't going to happen like that. What did he say? Trials and tribulations. See, Jesus overcame them. That's why he was here 33 and a half years. He didn't expect everything to happen right then.
Come on, preacher, boss.
Mm-hmm. He had stages. He was a baby, wasn't he? And from then on, he did the same growth session that you did. The only problem is when he was 12 or 13, he was out preaching in the temple. His seed was a righteous seed. It wasn't a seed as you are. It was a seed of righteous seed. So the righteous seed already had the components that it needed. So he could preach the gospel. He could preach it probably at an early age than that if people would have listened. But they were too busy talking about him. He was the carpenter's son. Yes. In the natural, he was a carpenter's son, but in the spiritual realm, the realm that nobody sees, that where the seed is flourishing in its other spiritual atmosphere, they can't see that or don't know that because they're not there. Did you hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're not there, so they can't see it. So, therefore, what you have to do today is to see the fulfillment of what God called in your life. Stop trying to rush God. Stop trying to always want him. I want it to happen right now. Yes, he is right now, God, because he said, now faith, now faith, now faith. But has your faith reached the now point? Come on, talk to me now. Had your faith reached the now point? The point where God can work right then. We have to understand, is it his will that it should happen here? Or say, for instance, each fruit, each vegetable that's planted has a certain time space that it is to grow. Each animal, you ever notice some of the animals, when they have children, it
take them almost a year to carry it, to have one child, one animal. Some of the animals. Then some, like them cats and stuff like that, they have litters of them at one time. Depend on what process God has in them. See? When he said the kingdom of God is within you. It's in you. So if the kingdom is in you, then everyone has a time space for whatever they produce. One may be quicker than the other or longer than the other, either way you want to put it. But they have a time space to be fulfilled. Maybe you haven't come to the process of time where you need trust. Your faith needs to be developed. Have your faith need to be developed there? You need that time. Or when he tells you this is your time, do you move or you stand still? Or do you say, well, a storm just came through, so I can't make my appearance. Think about the plants in the ground. Now, storms come through. They don't come up, and if they come up, they get blown away. Maybe a storm came in your life and aborted it. See, different things could occur. Cause things to go, but do you follow instructions well? Now, that is one of the things that we need to really learn, following instructions. We have habits. I don't know. Is it something in the human DNA? I don't know whether that's what it is that need to be studied more. Is that what causes you not to do what you're supposed to do? Could be a default. Let's put it this way. It could be a default in you. You see? So when you're walking around with these things in, so there are a lot of things that you don't get done. So when you put the wrong fertilizer on the wrong plant, you ain't getting nothing on you. The process cannot be completed. If you allow somebody to come into your life, talk all kind of stupid foolishness to you, then you do what? Stop the process. You're not coming to the next stage. You're not going to go through the next stage. It will not develop. So therefore, maturity will not appear. You have to start all over again. Dig it up. And replant. See? Dig it up and replant. That's what you have to do. And you got to understand that God made the world in this way. He went through stages. He made a garden. He didn't just make a garden and throw the man in there. He went through stages, didn't he? He went through stages in every facet of everything that he made. It took a process for everything that God made, including you. He went through a process to get you there and to put you in the place where you should be at so that you could develop. Now, if they were eating meat, they had all kind of meat to eat. Animals of all kinds. Birds of all kinds. Fish of all kinds. But it wasn't time yet for them to use their teeth. It wasn't time yet.
They have to go through a process now. Man has to go through a process. First, he got to be made. He didn't have anybody to tend to it. So, God had to make somebody to tend to what he had already put there. See, it's going through stages. Life is a whole lot of stages. And we can name every stage in life that it took you from the time for you was conceived until now, where you are at this time, and where you are going to be at. See all them stages? Full maturity. And you think you there already, don't you? Well, I'm grown. I'm so-and-so age. That don't mean you grown yet. You ain't grown yet. You still God's little children. And if you God's little children, then you're going to have to be nursed as God's little children. Because your process has not ended. It is just begun, really. You don't know what you want to do. You don't know what you're here for. The first order of business is you got to know who you are. Problem is most people don't know who they are or what God called them to. Well, I'm in here, and I just gave my life to the Lord. Well, that's as far as you've gotten. You're not even to the second or third stage yet. You know why? You haven't given it time enough to develop the seed to break open and start the real you to come out. Every time the real you start to come out, you close it back up. You try to put some dirt over it. See what I'm talking about? You try to put the dirt over what? You try to put the dirt over what God has already made. And he's trying to bring you for, and you don't want to come for. Now, let's see. Did I read, tell you the 20? Yeah, I did. The 29th verse says, but when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put in the sickle because the harvest is come.
Yeah.
You can't wait for the harvest. You can't wait for the harvest. You start putting, what's that stuff they put in things to make the chicken grow bigger?
Steroids,
that's it. You try to use steroids and everything else in there to make everything bigger, grow faster. See? But guess what? You didn't endure the process. You didn't go through the different levels that God requires of you to go through. It's like the people that go out and buy a title. They go buy the apostleship, the bishopship, the whatever else they want. And they ain't went through the process of studying and learning and being groomed. Do you see? They want a fast track. Do you see? Is you that way? I hope you're not that way. You're not that way. No, you're not. When you don't want to listen to instructions, you don't want to listen to experience, you don't want to listen to nothing but yourself. You love the sound of your own voice. So therefore, you're not growing according to the word. You see, many people out there that their boat done sunk. You know why the boat sunk? Hmm? Because they fast-tracked. They wanted a title. They wanted to be the big time, big shot, big whatever. And so, therefore, they went and bought their titles. They didn't earn their titles. They didn't sit at Jesus' feet and learn. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Is you that way? You want to be in the last stage of full grown. You want to be full grown, that full grain. You want that. We all would love to have that, but let's don't rush it. Let God develop us. Think about, you know, I got to go to my favorite person in Bible, that Joseph. That young man went through some stages. Can you go through stages like Joseph did and keep your integrity, your humbleness, your love for God? Are you going to blame God? And I thought you said that you was going to do this, I was going to be this, and I was going to be that. Truly, he had this vision that his parents and brothers and stuff going to have to sit up under him. He was going to be over them. They didn't like what they heard. He just told him the dream. Probably didn't really know what it mean at the time. But telling them, somebody ought to know it in the bunch, what God is saying. But to fulfill that promise, even though you can't see it, do you see what I'm saying? You cannot always see what God is doing or what's going to come out or what's going to grow. You could even have, you might be planting corn and you get some corn that is a different color when it come out. You don't always know what God has had intentions for your corn to make that appearance. You don't know what God wants you to be, really, do you? Well, you can ask. Nothing wrong with asking. But listen, Joseph didn't know how all this thing going to work out. God ain't telling him the whole thing. But he had to go through that process. Let's put it this way. This wasn't how the Bible say, but let's put it this way where you can understand. He go from one mud hole to the other. Okay, one tragedy to another tragedy. Years of tragedies. And God's promise still wasn't fulfilled yet, but he still was going through the process. Changes had to be made. Things had to, he had to develop certain things in him. And he kept developing till he came into the leadership position. And we're not talking about before Pharaoh promoted him, but we are talking about when Potiphar promoted him. In the prison, he was a leader. See, he was still going through changes. He was still going from one level to the other. He hadn't reached the full potential yet where the dream would be fulfilled, come into being. Are you like that today? You've been going through for years and years and years, huh? I know it seems like God ain't going to never answer. Then you wonder, God, what you going to do? Wait, like Sarah knows this, say, you wait until I got old, talking about I'm going to have a baby. Well, now you forgot one thing. Didn't he tell you he was going to do it? He just didn't tell you what time, did he? When? At your convenience, he'd do it at his, when he feel like it, when it's his time. Isn't that where everything is? That God do? When he feel like it? If he wanted to corn to overgrow overnight, let's go to, what's his name? Nineveh. Go to him. There he is. Mad with God. You know y'all get mad with God. Because he ain't helped you yet. He ain't did what he say he going to do. And your money looking funny and everything else. You done lost your job. And yeah, you mad with God. Huh? Don't get mad with him. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. He's going to keep his promise regardless of when it happened and how it happened. The thing is, are you available for it to happen? You wanted the yesterday time. Maybe he going to wait 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. We can go through the Bible. Look at Moses. Man, everything was happening to him in 40 years realms, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's a lot of time gone by, and you talking about I'm the deliverer. When am I going to deliver? Who am I going to deliver myself? See? You go in stages. Those of you that's waiting for God to fulfill something promised that he promised you. Now, you got to realize, is it God's promise or is this something you promise? If God promised, you can bank on it, it's going to happen. Don't care when it's going to happen. See? But he say what? Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You are convinced to wait, aren't you? Because everything takes the time and stages. Now, true, God is working real fast right about now because this is his time span to work faster, to get it over with, to come through and to accomplish everything that he promised he would do in the Bible before he come back again. Whether you believe it or not, it's happening. Whether you believe it or not, and it's going to happen. It's happening every day. It's being fulfilled. All it is you can't see it because your eyes are out of focus. Come on, that's why you can't see it. You can't see what's coming up out of the ground. What kind of plants are being planted. You can't see. You don't see it. All you know is this is what the seed's supposed to be. This is what I planted. I want to see some corn. No, I want to see some apples. No, I want to see this. You don't know which one coming up. You say, suppose they give you some a thing of seeds and mixed up seeds, and you just planting them. You got a mess, ain't you? You don't know what kind of fertilizer to put on this, that, or the other, do you? You don't know what's coming up. You don't know what's coming up. People like to play tricks, too. You know, people do like to play tricks, you know. You know, all that surprise stuff. I'm going to surprise you. Put something in there to scare the daylights out of you. People do crazy things, huh? Yeah, and this is the time for people to scare people. Why in the world do you want to scare people? Ain't life's reality scary enough? We got enough crazy stuff going on in the world now without you in Hollywood. You want to put on a costume and be like somebody. Why you want to be like some idiot? Be yourself. That's crazy enough. We just get into crazy things. We don't want to allow Christ to work. We want to work. See what I'm talking about? You want to work. Now you want to play Halloween. Well, we got to have some fun. Ain't you had enough fun yet? Huh? You ain't had enough fun yet. They built Disney World. They built all these amusement parks, water parks, and every other kind of park they could just to amuse you that you could have fun.
You still ain't got no fun.
And you still ain't got enough fun. I got to go here, and I got to go here, and I want to get to the water. I got to go swimming. Why you got to go swimming? Who say that's a must? See? Why you think now all of a sudden the sharks in places they ain't got no business being, all kind of crazy animals coming up from out the bottom of the sea up to the top, and you see them now, and ain't you got enough fun yet? You see what I'm saying? You want to work God's work because he ain't fast enough for you. You probably don't need him to work fast. If he did, you wouldn't be able to handle it. See what I'm saying? You won't be able to handle everything that God do. You ain't going to be able to handle this that's happening now. You can't handle the virus. You can't handle the earthquakes. You can't handle the fires. You can't handle that. What? How you going to handle that? You get crazy about the woman, the woman. She start to cry. You ain't crying before. You want to have fun. Fun now. How you get fun out of fire? How you get fun out the earthquakes and all? You ain't got enough yet. See? Everything God does is in stages. Everything he do is because his promises are coming forth. Are you going to stand and wait for his promise to be fulfilled in your life, or are you going to try to rush it? You're going to find you some steroids or whatever, something to fatten you up and give you some speed in you. Sure, I like some speed, too. I like to get to be able to move like I used to move. Well, now I can't. So let me deal with it. At least I'm still moving. See what I'm saying? Think about that. At least God gave us some kind of motivation, didn't he? Then he, hey, look at Peter. What happened? Hey, when you get old, somebody else is going to have to carry you where you need to go. When you get ready to preach, somebody got to take you there. You see what he had to do? Now, while he was young, he was able to do it himself, didn't he? But the Lord made sure that he know that when you get old, somebody else is going to have to take you. Now, the same thing could go for us. Some of us still got our spidios. We still going fast. And some are not. Don't get mad with the people that can do it. I know you wish you say, man, I wish I could. You know, they're 100 years old and they still running. God, why can't I run too? I chalk it down to all that chocolate candy you ate. All that hot, them fries you ate and hamburgers and stuff you ate. You ate all that food you wasn't supposed to eat. You know all the food you wasn't supposed to eat? Now you done come to an age, now it's telling on you. You done wore out your own system. And then you want to ask God, why can I look like that at 100? I ain't even 100 yet, and I can't do that. I can't run. Don't be crying now. Should have cried earlier. See? You did what? You altered your own process. Do you see what we do? We alter it when he tell you to eat this and eat that. You mess it up. So don't start crying now. Okay? And we do that oftentimes. Okay? We don't want to pray. Well, I prayed yesterday. Well, that was for yesterday. This is another day now. You're going to have to pray for today, too. Each day, you need prayer. Because stuff be happening different every day. Every day. You can't go to the store. You know how you used to go to Walmart? You scared to go to Walmart now. You don't know whether you're going to get hung or shot. See what I'm talking about? You don't know. Some people, the devil is taking them through things, causing them to do a lot of dumb stuff. Then you got the righteousness of God on this time. Is the recipient of the devil and his meanness. So God is there, but did you pray before you went to Walmart or whoever march you went? Did you pray? Did you pray before you went? I told you to pray before you go out the door. Don't leave nothing by chance, because you don't even know whether you're going to come back or not, or what devil is loose on the other end when you get there. You don't know this today, you know. Today don't even look like you can plan nothing, do you? Wait, stuff happening, so, no. But now, you have time now to enter into the full grain stage. See what it say? Where it's full. Where the fruit is ready to do it. Be harvest. You know, aren't you ready for a harvest? You've been out there digging and hoeing and picking everything up all the time. Don't you think it's time now to have a harvest? Now it's time to have a harvest. Okay? But if your what you planted is not growing, and if you are not growing, you don't feel or know that you're growing, then you need to check yourself. See? Check yourself. Why am I not growing? Why am I not further than where I was this time last year, year before last, or whatever? Sometimes we say that. We have to say that to ourselves. I believe I've grown some. I believe I have. Ain't grown as much as I'd like to have grown, but I know I've grown some. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm through. 31st verse says, it is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herds, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadows of it. Now that you're a mustard seed, you could be a mustard seed. I know. You say, well, I'm just so small. Don't say that. There's blessings in small things. See? But the mustard seed is smaller than any other grain. This is what he's trying to tell you. He's mindful of that. Look at the ability that God gave the mustard seed, huh? When it's grown, it's less. It looks less, right? It's less than all the seeds in the earth, he said. Now, that's mighty small. But when it's sown, it groweth up. Now, you are going to become today. Today you were born to become that great mustard tree. Heavy branches. Heavy branches, you see? You see heavy branches? The big branches? The birds going to flock up there. Everything going to flock to you. Oh, because you are so huge. You're so big and you look so gorgeous. And you came to full term. Why? You endured all stages. Huh? You stayed to the end. You waited. You remember what he told you? Wait upon the Lord. I say wait. See? He said wait. W-A-I-T. Can you wait today? This is your day. Now it's time. All right, Sister Diane, Sister Bishop, somebody here. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word that came forth from Apostle today. God moves and works in stages today. And, you know, she gave you references as to a seed being planted in the earth. She gave you references as to seed being planted in the womb. And one more, that word that's been planted as a seed. Say, one planted, another one water, and another one continue to fertilize it until it grows into what it is God wants it to grow into. I tell you, we thank God for the word today, trusting that you got something out of that word today. What are you planting today? Are you planting where you're even reading the word, that it, as you continue to read it, it continues to grow inside of you? Until when it's that time that God just happens to just use you, you never know. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, because God has no respecter of person today. We just thank God for that word today from Apostle Porter. Have mercy upon us today, Lord. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you for that gem today. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Another place you can look to is our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, and click on that Blog Talk Radio link. Share it with a friend today. Share it on your page. Share it in Messenger. Share it however you want to share it. So, you know, this was an awesome word came for today. I tell you, it is some awesome listening. So don't forget, join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You would like to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, into the woman of God's life. For those of you that have Zelle, you can send that offering to logionint@gmail.com. Again, that's logionint@gmail.com. and the name is Logion, INT, or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes whether, you know, you're sowing a seed into the woman's of God life, planting a love offering, sowing a seed into this radio broadcast. Please specify in notes what your offering is for. Till then, be blessed, and don't forget, tell a friend, join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all.